said a couple of guys in Yeshiva, one from Silver Spring, you need me for introduction. I've had the pleasure of knowing Yvonne Bianchi already for a number of years. When I was your age, probably, I got to the insurance fund. It's a big honor. It's a cool station. Time to say sharing the Yeshiva so much.
Don't recognize some faces, so that's okay. The Shir Shal Yom for Purim, according to the Goyen, is Heretov Beis in Tehillim, Lanaseach Aliyelos HaShachar. The reason is because it says that Esther Amalka said, Keli Keli Lama Zaftoni, as she came into Ahasuerus, she felt herself losing Ruach HaKodesh. And she said, Kehli Kehli Lama Zaftoni, and that is why it should be Shir Shal Yom. There's another, the Gemara Darshan is another part of the Shir Shal Yom, Ana Esther, and I'd like to understand it in the context of that Joshua. It's a Gemara in Yuma, it's stuff of Tess. The Gemara says, the Gemara intertwines two themes. First of all, Ayelas HaShachar means the dawn, the break of dawn. Literally, Ayelos HaShachar, the Gemara teaches, is like antlers of a deer. They spread out into like little horns, like sort of branches. When it gets dawn in the morning, it begins, the light begins sort of to come out like a little rivulet, and it's like horns of a deer. So Ayelos HaShachar is like the horns of a deer, and that's when morning comes after a long, hard night. Amr Abzera, Loma Nimshla Esther Layola. Why is Esther compared to a deer? And in this case, it's actually the female deer, who does not have horns. Loma Lecha Ma'ayola Rachmatzar V'chaviva Baila Kol Shoh V'shoh V'shoh Rishayna. The nature of deers are that the male is always attracted to the female like the first time they mate. So too, Esther Hoysa Chaviva L'Achashverosh Kol Shoh V'Shoh K'Shoh Rishonah. Esther was also very attractive to Achashverosh, like K'Shoh Rishonah. So, obviously, it was needed for Esther to be so attractive to Achashverosh in order to have the neis that she should come whenever she wants, and he should accept her. But there's obviously something about the personality of Esther that is, it sort of expresses the Ruchnishtik token of Esther, in a way that she is always chaviv like the first minute. Things tend to peter out, and there's things that are always chaviv like the first time you see it. And Esther is one of those. So it's a quality, something of the person, besides the physical necessity that it was for Ahasuerus, but there's a quality of the person, and it's not incidental. If it's the Shir Shal Yom, if this is the song of Esther, then this is something that's very intrinsic to her personality. I would like to try to understand that. Similarly, the Gemara says, Esther Makarim Minolam. So the Gemara says, Vanochi Hasker Aster, that there'll come a day when HaKadosh Baruch Hu will hide himself totally from all Yisrael. You look for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you won't find him. You can't even look in a hiding place because he's hiding it in a hiding place of the hiding place, and he won't be there. Esther is the one whose name is Merumas Net Pasuk, and she's called Esther. L'chura, if you are looking for something that's lost, you want somebody that is very good at finding things. You don't call someone who's good at losing things to look for something that's lost. So it's strange that the person who uncovers this Hester Aster of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is somebody called Hester herself. It shouldn't really be, she should be called something the lines of Megala, whatever you would like, but it's strange that that is her personality. And the Maharal speaks a lot about it, about the fact that it's the Hester personality that was extremely the key for being the nace. I'd like to explain it, but with a different angle than he speaks. Let's explore a point that is maybe a little far away at first, but it's a key to understanding these inyanim. There are two words in Lashon Kodesh that have one definition in English, because English does not differentiate between the two, and they are taiva and tshuka. Both of them mean desire or passion, and both of them are, there is no way to break the word desire or passion to two to correctly express tshuka and taiva. And yet they're two very different Hebrew words, and they use a little bit differently, and we'll try to understand the difference between tshuka and taiva, and in a certain way that's really the key for understanding these inyanim and a lot of inyanim of Purim. Let's see a place in Chumash where they're juxtaposed. The first chait was the woman saw the Eitz Hadaat. The Nochash pointed it out to her, and it says what she noticed about it was that Tera Ha'isha Ki Tov Ha'Eitz L'Machol V'Chitavo Uleinai, that the Eitz Hadaat was a tava leinayim. That is where tava is used, and obviously in a negative context. The woman was later told, vel ishech tshukasech hu yimshalvach, and in this sense, tshuka seems to be positive. And let's try to understand the difference and see wherein lies the difference. A person has senses, five senses, that respond to qualities of pleasant, unpleasant, extremely pleasant, extremely painful. So a person walks in the street, he sees something in a window that he likes a lot, it's really nice, and he is very attracted to it. A person hears something nice, a person smells something exquisite, he's very, very taken by it. It attracts him, and it pulls him in. That is one koach of a person. That koach is called tava. Tava means it comes to the person from the outside. The senses perceive something, and they get some stimuli, they become inflamed, they become impassioned, and the person wants something. The word tava also means in Chumash, a boundary. The end point of a person's reach is called his avu by in Bamidbar, by the gvul, by the boundary of Klal Yisrael. It says his avu meaning the very outer limit of something. In other words, taiva is where the outer limit that I can reach and touch something, that is taiva. Something something that's not in sight, a beautiful jacket that I don't see in any window, I don't see anyone wearing it, I have no reason to really want it. You know, it exists somewhere, but I'm not really attracted to it. That is tava. Tshuka means that I have a need, and if I need it, and therefore I have to fill up on it. For instance, let's take something simple. If a person is hungry, he hasn't eaten in a day or two, then he has a tshuka. We would call that properly tshuka. He needs food. He's starving. A person who's eaten and he sees something that's very good, he sees something creamy and chocolatey and sweet, that is a taiva, and it's a trap. Chazal say that when the Nachash came on Chava, it says Hitul Vazuala, which means he infected her with his word zum as a word meaning schmutz one way or another, slimy, dirt, uncleanliness. What it means is that the Nachash, it's just like when something attracts you through taiva, it's something outside that is imposing itself on you. It's sort of making itself desirable to you, and it's being mashpia on you. Take me, I'm good, I'm edible, I taste very good. That is the hippo zuama of the Nachash. It injects its own koach of creating desire, of exciting desire into you. Tshuka, on the other hand, so that's the way the Nachash dealt with Chava. The Tava Leinayim is the same thing as the Hitul Zuama. For the first time, a person was affected by something else that used the person, so to speak, and made him run after it. Adam HaRishon It says HaKadosh Baruch Hu had a mate with all the animals, and he wasn't happy like Iskara Daita, until he created Chava. Why? I mean, even a bad Shatkin gets it right the fourth or fifth time. I mean, this one HaKadosh Baruch Hu tried, like, I don't know how many meaning there were, but let's even take a few hundred meaning, and then he said, you know, if none of these work, I guess it's back to the drawing board. It seems to be like almost ludicrous. I mean, why do you have to go this whole exercise of looking for everything? The Teretz is, as long as if Adam would have had the Isha and been attracted to her, it would register the taiva. He sees the Isha, he's attracted, she's attractive, and that's it. You cannot build a permanent relationship on a taiva. First, Adam HaRishon had to take everything that was in sight and exhaust it. And he still feels he needs something. He still feels there's something in him that's incomplete. That is tshuka. And tshuka is something that can become permanent because it's a fulfillment of a real need. I need it. It's not something that I have to be attracted to, but it's something that I need. And therefore, taiva is something that passes, and tshuka is something that endures. The same thing, you take a look at anything that attracts a person. A person looks at, he buys a beautiful mansion and he's overwhelmed by it. You walk by and it's gorgeous and it's extraordinary and so on. You become, at some point, you don't even notice what it's like. It's people who are oohing and aahing that make you aware of what you're seeing. You take it for granted. The senses become dulled with time because that's the nature of senses. You smell a perfume that's very, very exotic and it's very exciting. The tenth time, the nose doesn't register it because it becomes part of the familiar. So it's the nature of taiva, that any type of taiva, the longer it endures, then the less it excites a person. And that's why people who are addicted to anything, they need a more exciting dosage, because simply the nature of taiva is such that it falls away. It's really alien to the person, and the person has to keep getting more and more of it excited. A tshuka is something that the person never stops needing because he really needs it. It's interesting, in another usage of the word shokeka, of tshuka, the word shokeka means thirsty. And the Malbim says that shokeka and ra'av is usually used for hunger, for food, and shokeka is used for thirst. That's sort of the literal translation. It is, you know, you do find overlap in sometimes ra'av used for thirst, but by and large, specifically in one or two psukim, where shokeka, nefesh shokeka means thirsty literally. Because the difference is, hunger is aroused by a smell. A person could be after a good meal, but if he sees something good or smells something good, a person can still become hungry. Thirst, when you're dealing with water, and not the, you know, once there's sugar or something else, it's sort of another form of hunger. But the real thirst, when a person is empty and dry, there is nothing that burns a person more than thirst. A thirst is a much stronger need than food, you know, even physically in a few days. But on the other hand, a person who's had quenched his thirst does not once again need to drink. If you put down a glass of cold water next to somebody's head is full, there's nothing there. So the word, the idea of shokeka meaning thirst, as opposed to rav meaning hunger, is because hunger, taiva can play with tshuka. When a person is very hungry and needs bread, that's like a tshuka, but when it's still up in the air. Drink is something that a person needs because he needs it. And the minute the person's had his fill of water, he's not thirsty anymore. That is properly called shokeka and tshuka. There's a Yonason ben Uzziel in Yeshayahu, it's in Tehillim. He says that the word nefesh shokeka, it's in Hilchos Zayin, that is, he says, nafsha srikaya. Srikaya means empty, like ilam srak. It's thirst is when your water gauge says zero. That is the little translation of thirst. It's not because the water is good, water is basically tasteless. It's because the person is empty and he needs the water. So you have two types of drives in a person. that they seem to come, a person, both of them are a strong purge, but they're extraordinarily distinct. There is taiva, which is something else exciting a person's senses with its beauty, pleasure, and so on. And there's tshuka, where a person's own needs, his real needs, are begging to be fulfilled. The person has both urges, it's hard to feel which one is which sometimes. There's a passage in the Torah that points out the distinction also very, very sharply and very deep. In Bamidbar, you have the distinction between, it says like this, Vasafsif Asher Bekirbo, it's in Balosva, it says Vasafsif Asher Bekirbo his Avu Tava. Toysol had bread in the Midbar, they had man, whatever man was. They had man, didn't have a problem, they weren't hungry. But, you know, man at some point becomes like a yeshiva food. It's sort of the same again and again, very little variety. I mean, not this yeshiva, obviously, but it's a general, you know, it might be filling, you can't say you're starving, but it's the same again and again. They envisioned meat. Meat is, it has smell, it has an aroma, it's something that attracts a person. So it says, his avutava. What was HaKadosh Baruch Hu's remedy to that? So it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, okay, you're going to keep eating at Chodesh Yomim, Ad Asher Yetzei Me'apchem, you're going to be eating it for a month until it comes out of your nose, V'hoyo Lachem L'Zora, and it will become alien to you, strange, meaning because you're going to get fed up with it and you'll realize you don't really need meat. It was just something that aroused you. But if you can become, nobody ever becomes sick of drinking water when he's thirsty. If nobody becomes sick of breathing air, nobody becomes sick of eating bread, simple bread, because he eats it when he's hungry. But if it's taiva, the way to distinguish a taiva from a tshuka is that there comes some point when it's just, I don't want it anymore. It's not me, it's zara. So the sort of the yardstick for taiva versus tshuka is, does it come a moment when it's lazara? If it's lazara, then it's a sign that it was not a tshuka, it was just a taiva, and you didn't really want it. It's not you that wanted it, it's something else that was matel zuma and got you excited about it. Let's go back a little bit to the Purim Kinyanim. It says in the pasuk that that the day of Purim is miyuchel tevanoichi hasta aster. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there will come a day of extreme hestafanim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will hide himself from Klal Yisrael and will be nowhere to be found. Usually a nisoyan has in itself some kernel of rehabilitation. If you tell somebody, if somebody was slow in getting up, you wake him up earlier, and that sort of, it helps him, like, as long as he doesn't get up earlier, it'll be easy to get up later. There is always some sort of, in every punishment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu meets out, there is always something in it, besides just being mida connected mida, like, it's not just a punch for a punch, it rehabilitates the person somewhere. What exactly was the hasta aster? It was like HaKadosh Baruch Hu just runs away and left us alone. He's very hidden. There doesn't seem to be anything positive in the very in that hiddenness. Let's go to the famous Chazal. I'm sure you've heard it a lot of times now. That at Har Sinai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was kofalim Har Tivu. Whereas at Ibn and then Hada Kibluha, it was the Ratzin, it was the Avra, and so on. If you read the story the way it's written, it's the opposite. Har Sinai was a very festive Yom Tov event. Kaza came to the Chodesh HaShlishi, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu came down with Malachim, and it was grand and beautiful. Doesn't seem to be anything terribly coercive. The Chazal say Kofalim Har Kigigis, but fine. But the Pesukim have to somewhere give that over. On the other hand, Megillas Esther, I mean, there were a lot of guns held everybody's back. If they were about to be killed, and it was only because HaKadosh Baruch Hu intervened, they were saved. Where do you see in the story, in the Torah of Iksav, that Maimed Har Sinai was the kfir, so to speak, and this was the lesson. The answer is, the Maimon HaSinai, the kfir we're talking about Maimon HaSinai, where the Kaflem HaKegigis, I mean, Chazal says Kipshuto, if they're ready to kill him, but there's another element to it that's much more in the pshat of it. When a person comes face to face with an awesome event like Maimon HaSinai, he's extremely turned on by it. It's an awesome event. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes down, the Chvod of Atzmo, the closest we can ever see of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whatever that is, we saw. We saw Kolos, we saw Brachim, we saw Malachim, we saw the Eish, we saw the Anan, everything. And it was an awesomely inspiring event. It couldn't have been more inspiring. It says HaKadosh Baruch Hu did everything he could. And yes, but it was an event, an outside event, that inspired us. After Harei Soladas, you showed what it takes to understand and to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's like looking in the window. The difference is that it's good quality, and looking in the window is not always. But as far as my particular perception of it, it was something that came down and it foisted itself on me, not forcefully in the sense that my arm was twisted, but my senses were overwhelmed, which they were. Kalal Yisrael says, Perlman Nishmasan, they couldn't take it. It was such an awesome sight. All that says is, so Kaiser was tremendously inspired, but any inspiration that comes from the outside does not last because it is from the outside. Like Lahab, like it says, Lizara. HaKadosh Baruch Hu hid. And not only did he hide, but if you can't even tell, he's hiding. It means they realize that without HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they're missing something. In Maimon HaSinai, they saw that with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they have something overwhelming. But they didn't realize that not having HaKadosh Baruch Hu means they don't have anything. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu was nowhere to be found, and just like other Mauritians being brought al kol achayis, and he's I've tried everything, and I'm not happy, I'm not satisfied. Then I realized ke'en olakai bekirbi. I realized that I'm mishtokik for it. It's not a misavah for it, but I'm mishtokik for it. So the metzias of the difference of the kaflim hakigigis of Matan Torah to the kiblua ba'ava lay in the fact that Maimon HaSinai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, touched human perception as much as possible. And that is, as overwhelming as it is, it's always an outside thing imposing itself, and it can peter out. It almost has to peter out, because it, at some point, you become used to it. A person sitting in the Beis HaMikdash, day in, day out, becomes cold. That's the teva. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu hides himself, and the person lives completely, he can completely obliviate HaKadosh Baruch Hu from his conscience. And then he walks around troubled and says, there's something missing in life. That's when a person has tshuka. That's the difference in the two. So the lamatzeach ha'yelos ha'shachar, keili keili lama zaftani, the parasha of keili keili lama zaftani was said in that's the nochi aster aster, and that was the time when there was nothing there. Keili keili lama zaftani is bayomahu aster aster panai, aster aster panai bayomahu. That time is ayelos ha'shachar, it's the dawn that breaks in the dark of the night, not despite the dark of the night, but it's because of the dark of the night. Because there was nothing there, they began to have a tshuka for the light. The ayelos ha'shachar is ma'ayala, rachma is itzaren, she's chaviva al daila kol shor v'shor, kishor v'shoina. If you're dealing with a taiva, with a passion of the nature of taiva, then it peters out. That type of person peters out because it's just a taiva. So the taiva can come as stunning as possible. You get used to it, and that's that. The person, the ayola embodies in herself, a mida of tukka. The mate is mistaken for it. It's because there's something in it that allows something to feel that it's necessary. It's not that, it says, the Gemara says, Esther was not all that attractive. Is that correct? It's like that. She wasn't extremely attractive. So whatever it was that made her attractive was because a person felt that, it says, Nidmala kol echad v'echad ki umasa. Everybody felt it's like her, his ummah, which is, it's similar to the Niskara Daita of Adam. Everything was alien to him, everything was Zara, and then he found the one that is Meshtopik to. So the same thing here. The kuda of Esther that made a chaviv was because the person felt something of himself in that person. In this damala kolechet vechet kumasa means each person felt there's something of me that's being nishlam from this person. It's not exciting, but it's something that I need for myself. So she's described as an ayala because of that reason, because she is something that is her personality belongs to the world of Ishtaikikus rather than the world of Taiva, and therefore it's a mitzias of that's the Purim Dikah type of person. There's another place where I'd like to see in the same context the word Tshuka. Shir HaShirim is a love song between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. And they trade endearments. Klal Yisrael describes HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the beauty of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu describes Klal Yisrael and their beauty. And each one describes each one with their beauty. Towards the end of Shir HaShirim, it stops. That relationship is broken off, and it will never again become renewed, that relationship. And until they die, they don't become united again. And it's sort of a remez for Klal Yisrael's last galus, which seems just interminable. And the goyim, at that point, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu has left Klal Yisrael seemingly for the last time, and they'll never be together again until death brings them together again, until Azek HaMavis Ava, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Goyim turn to Klal Yisrael, and they say, Shuvi Shuvi HaShalam Es B'Nechzibah. Listen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's gone. He's not there anymore. Maybe we're good enough. Matechzu B'Shalam Es Kimchot Avnoim. She asks, what can they possibly find in her? And so she answers them, and she says, Ani L'Dodi V'Olai Shukasi. It's where Klal Yisrael, you know, it's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is gone that they realize that life is meaningless without each other. As long as the presence is there, you can't actually discern it. It's beautiful, it's grand, it's wonderful, it's tremendous, it's exciting, but it's not a chreach, it's not something that I must have. When it's gone, that's when the person takes a look and says, If a month goes by and I did without it, it's like if a person stops smoking, for a month, and 2 months, or 3 months, the longer the time goes away, it peters off. That's a riot that it was a taiva. A person who doesn't eat vitamin C, let's say, for a month, for 2 months, or 3 months, it gets worse and worse. He suffers more diseases. Because taiva is something, the longer it stays away, the less it's important to you. Tshuka is something that the more you stay away from it, the more intense the yearning and the desire becomes. There's the tzaddik contrasts two psukim about the difference between, he doesn't say it as clear, he doesn't contrast chayv and tshuka, even though he says those words, he's really dealing with another nekuda about Rosh and tzaddik, but the words are very clear. He says that it says Havois Rishoyim Yahadif, Havois Tapasik Mishlei, Havois Miloshin Tava, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu frustrates the taiva of Rishoyim. Rishoyim have taivas, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu frustrates them. Yahadif means to push away, to shove away. So Rav Tzadik says the nature of Tava is that a person is never happy with it. It's frustrating. And a person who has a taiva and he's not getting it, then the person is an animal. Today, with somebody who's literally not addicted, the person's an animal. It's frustrating. It's bitter. It's something that a person it makes a person crazy. On the other hand, it says it says Yismach Lev Mevakshei Hashem, that the hearts of those that are Mevakshei Hashem are happy. Because when a person realizes the truth of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then a person begins to understand himself. There is a happiness no one ever attains HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the fullest sense, because it's unattainable. There's always something ahead. But the fact that the person realizes that within him there's a real need for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a real desire, that itself makes a person a happy person. A person says, it is an indelible part of my personality because I'm looking for it, because I'm seeking it. Nothing is forcing me, nothing is driving me, and yet I must. It's something from inside. So there's a simcha that comes from in the person, the fact that the person is searching for it. That's a yontov of Purim. The yontovim, all the other yontovim, are yontovim of Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was megal himself, actually nigal of Melech Malka Moch HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and there is a tremendous excitement and a tremendous passion when a person is witnesses a Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in all its majesty. That is all year round, and that is all the yontovim. There is, but that has its limitations. The Atah HaReis HaLadas is awesome and it's important, but that's not the final chapter. Chayev Adam L'Sumei Ad Lo Yada. When a person's das is cut off, nothing, there is no input from the outside. So what comes out of a person's tshuka, not taiva. Atah HaReis HaLadas means that the person's sight leads into his das and makes him aware and makes him want something. And that is what starts the process. But when a person is oblivious to everything around, and the person so much wants, then the person is a mishtokeh. And the person realizes he realizes that there's something that he wants, not because it looks good, but because he really needs it and it's really part of him. And the simcha of Purim is that simcha of Yismach Lev Mevakshei Hashem. On a day when a person has tshuka, on a day when a person begins to feel that his needs and his yearning for HaKadosh Baruch Hu is because it's him, and because what he needs, the etzem search, the etzem yearning, the etzem tshuka is a simcha, and that's a simcha for it.
Ve'im Hashem el Moshe k'seiv zei sikaren b'seife v'sim b'ozni Yeshua k'moch emcha zeich ha'molik mitachs ha'shamayim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe that you should write this as a seif as zikaren v'sim b'ozni Yeshua. L'chura, it's a stira. If something that you write down a seifa, you don't tell somebody, and some of you tell somebody, it's not really, it's not meant to be to put down a seifa. But the seder's hafuch. First, there should be, if you want to tell somebody something, and then to make sure they doesn't forget it, so first you should have said the simba ozne Yeshua, and then seif zayis becomes the seifa. The seder is a hefech here, and it says first zikaron b'seif and then simba ozne Yeshua. Also, the whole lashon of k'seiv zei zikaron b'seif v'simba ozne Yeshua should be v'sim l'neged einei Yeshua. The mashmos is kilu the zikaron comes first at the k'siva seifa, and that should be put in ozne Yeshua. Rashi says because b'etzem the chiyuv of eventual chiyuv of mechias ha'molek would not take place until Knesset Laretz, so that's say they should come the sefer v'sim b'ozne Yeshua, but it still doesn't answer that a sefer should be v'sim b'ozne Yeshua. The Rambam in the end of Hilchos Megillah, a very famous Lashon Rambam, the Rambam says kol sefer neviim kol aksuvim asidim libot limoisa Mashiach v'chutz v'megillas Esther. So it's a medrash famous. In the Pasuk it says just that the days won't become bottle. Chazal say to Loshna Mesh, Kol Sifrin Avim Kol Ksum Asim Li Bottle, Chutz Megillas Esther. Varehi Kayemes Ki Chamisha Chum Shetayra. It will last forever like Chamisha Chum Shetayra. U Ke Halacha Shal Tayra Shabal Teh Shani Betein La Oilam. And like the Halacha to the Gemara, which is not bottle Oilam. The Emes is, The mashal that he's giving here, the Rambam is machpil his lashon, is mashal. The Rambam says it's kaim lenetzach like what, like chamisha chum shetayra, and like halacha shel tayra shabal peh shemtein loilam. It needs to. I mean, it should say it's kaim like chamisha chum shetayra because then for that there's a remez in the pasuk. The pasuk says that it's divrei shalom v'emes, it's kamita shel tayra. The remozim in the pasuk are remozim that relate to Chamish Chum Shetorah. Kalocha Shal Torah Shal Peshem Ten Loilam L'chul is the Ramos HaSofer, and it doesn't add anything. The one thing we know is Nitzchi is Chamish Chum Shetorah. He says that the Megillah remains forever just like Chamish Chum Shetorah and Halacha Shal Torah Shal Peh. Then he says even though all the days that are Zichronis for Tzoris will become bottle, Yemei Purim won't become bottle. So all the pshatim that are said as to why it won't happen, the Hateva and the Chulu, all those inyanim are inyanim really that relate to the second part of the Rambam. As to why the Rambam says that why we all the Adam will become bottle except for Purim, so all those inyanim about the difference between a Nes and a Nes that's the Hateva, that's where it fits in. On the first half, the Chiluk of Megillah to Nevi'im and Ksuvim doesn't, that pshat doesn't cover it. And it needs to be understood itself, what's the Yichud L'chura Megillah is the Seif of the Ksuvim. It was a machlokes whether or not it should be written b'chlal, and the L'chura should be the very last of the Ksuvim, it's Safik Ksuvim, Safik, it shouldn't be written at all. And L'maisa B'cholzeis Chazal were, and yet it has a mila over Nevi'im and Ksuvim that it will never become bottled, and it needs to be understood in its b'teiros the sefer shabbatov, not only b'teiros the yontiv and the moed shabbat. There's another nekudat nida hasba. It says that the lam netzeach aliyos hashacha, that why is Purim called aliyos hashacha? Because just like the aliyos hashacha is a safe laila, so Purim is the safe nisim. The Gemara says it's not Seif Nisim, it's Seif Veka Chanukah. So the Gemara says Seif of the Nisim that's Nitnali Kosif. It's a little bit strange. First of all, what's the inyan of a Nes that's Nitnali Kosif? But why is that called Choshech? In other words, the Seif Laila, it's the end of the Laila. That means that Kufa of Nisim that's Nitnali Kosif has a Shem Laila. And afterwards, or if anything's the other way around, afterwards it became choshech that there was a certain hest upon it. One more ha'ara on the inyanim. The Maral says in when he speaks in the Perek of how many people can you teach Kabbalah to, it says that you can't teach three people Maisa Arayas, you can't teach two people Maisa Bracious, and you can't teach one person Maisa Merkava. So the Maral explains that every chelik of Torah, the tsura that it is given over, is a reflection of its teichen. Things that require to be said directly, need two, things that require it should be one-on-one, it has such a metzias. Each chelik of Torah and the tsura of its nesina, it matches the way it should be given over. And advam pshutim. When Chazal said that there was a difference in the Matan Torah of Har Sinai and the Matan Torah of Yimei HaPurim, it says that this was Kofalim Har Kigigis by Matan Torah of Shavuos, as Kofalim Har Kigigis and Mikan Moedor Rabo Leiraisa, and therefore it has a problem that if somebody wants to, he could say it was Oynes. And Hodok Kiblua, it was in Yimei HaPurim that it was Beratzen. So Lechura, there should have been a Shinui in the Tzura of the Torah itself as well. Just like the Maral says that you can't, that the way you teach it, the way you give it, is a reflection of the Teichen. If there was another Nesina of Torah at Purim time and the Tzura of it changed, there should have been a new Teichen. There should be something more. So I mean, Megillas Esther was Netosif, but it's hard to see that Megillas Esther is a Shinui Be'etzem in, I mean, it's another Sefer, like the other Sefer. I mean, obviously the Rambam is Mavlid, it's Cheshivas, but where do we see a Shinui in the Teichen of Megillah, and Be'etzem, according to the Lashna Gemara, should be Shinui in the Klolius of Torah, that everything changed because of it, because now on Torah is Beratzen. Where is there a Shinui in other Inyanim as well? The Gemara says Halacha. The Gemara, and then it's the Halacha is Kaiful in itself, really the Teichen of the Yichud of the Sefer Vesper. The Gemara says in Megillah that Kro Sefer v'Kro Yigeres, that Megillah is called a Sefer in the Pasuk, Sof Zeis the Sefer, the Esther Boyma Sefer. The word the Sefer is used to describe Megillas Esther and Igeres, like it says Pasegen Igeres Hazois, and therefore it has a din. In some ways it's doimet to Sefer, in some ways it's doimet to Igeres. In the Rashi's mashma that it's only a kula. In other words, Sefer is more chomer. The Gemara says one afkemina. The Gemara says that if it was kireachit with gidin, it's kosher, because in that way it's doimer to a safe to a nigeres, that it's okay. If you kireach with pishton, it's not kosher because it's lacking a safer. So Rashi is mashma that safer is a chumra completely of nigeres, and it's not as chumra, you can be makel. However, in halacha, the halacha is that a sefer Torah, you're not supposed to open up completely. It's not covered of a sefer. Whereas the Megillah, the minig is brought down very more. The minig is to open it up completely because it's an igeres. To brings the minig agoinim to open it up completely as an igeres. If being an igeres is only a kula, then it's hard to understand that this should be something we should do l'chatchila. I mean, if Sefer is only more chomer than Igeres, so we should do everything like a Sefer. But the other, if you don't do everything like a Sefer, it should be kosher within a certain bound. The halacha is mashmah that's an Igeres l'chatchila for that. But it's very not clear from the Gemara legabi what inyan is it a Sefer and what inyan is an Igeres. How do you make the chluka? Ramban over there, the Ramban says, he brings down the different halachas, and Ramban is machria that there are three inyanim of halachas. On the etzim ksiva of the sefer itself, Yoi and Sefer and so on, parchment and all the inyanim that are kosher to the ksiva itself, it has a din of Sefer, and if you mashana, it's possible. In dinim that are surrounding it, lemoshel the kricha, over there it has miktas dine egeris and miktas dine sefer, and therefore there's a difference between korcha bepishtan and korcha begidin. In kriya, it has a dine egeris kulan, and bemeila it doesn't say, but one would assume that for the etzim ksav itself, it's likuva sefer. For the kriya itself, it's lechatchila egeris. And for the inyanim in the middle, the kricha and so on, it's yesh b'bay minach seif and yesh b'bay min ha igeret. What's the teichin of nafkimina between the igeret and seifa? There are two nafkiminas between the tzuras ksiva of igeret and tzuras ksiva of seifa. First of all, an igeret is something that is written to someone specifically. An igeres shleimim, an igeres is written to a person. That's what it's written to. A sefer is written by from klali. A sefer is written in klali seinyan. We spoke about it Friday. The difference between a sefer and Oizen and Ayin is that a Sefer is less me'oir a person than an Ayin is, than seeing. That's why a Shmua Toiva is stronger than a Re'iyah, because a Shmua, the reason is because Dibur is specifically to a person, and B'meila, you're talking to him, and it goes to somebody, and B'meila it's me'oir him. A sefer you're writing the alma, and it's not within the koyach sefer. The sefer doesn't talk to anybody, and an igeres is a form of ksiva that's closer to dibur. You're writing to somebody, so an igeres is written to somebody, and a sefer is written by alma. And b'meila an igeres is mashpia on a person, the way dibur is mashpia a lot more than kriya, because it's talking to the person, whereas a sefer is talking by alma. That is one oifin of nafkimina. Meidach gisa, it says, "Uksoiv v'chasoim b'sefer, sefer v'chasoim leman yamdu yomim rabim." The toikif of a sefer is that a sefer stands for a long time. A sefer is written; the ksiva of a sefer is written so that it stands a long time. An igeres doesn't stand for a long time. Igeres is l'shaita and not for Lenetzach. It's not Yomim Rabim, and Igeres is to the person finished reading it, he throws it away. So we have two nafkiminas between Igeres and Sefer. Igeres is to a person, Sefer is La'alma, Igeres is Lizmanoi, and a Sefer is Yomim Rabim. It's Hoba Hotalia. Anytime I take an Inyan and I am focusing it onto a mesuyim deka nekuda, a person, a zman, so bal korchoch the thing is not nitzchiistic, it's not yom rabim, because it's limited to the person I'm talking to. When I write an igeres, it's written specifically to fit a certain person, so it's extremely powerful chlapi that person, but it's limited to that person that time. It might be that later on it won't be so meaningful to the person. To someone else, it already doesn't have that meaning. Bechlau, a sefer is faket, a sefer, because it has to stand the yomim rabim, so it's not miyuchad to any one person in any one time. It's the kololiyus inyan as such, and the more it's minutik from any specificity to one person or one time, the more it has in itself the mayam du yamin rabbi. That's the chiluk between sefer and igeres. If you want a mokum where you see it, a get. In a get, it says the lashonis in the teifas of the get is that this should be a sefer tirukin and igeres shivukin. In other words, a sefer krisus And in Igeres, Shvukin means to send away, like Veshilach. To Krisus is on the Atzmius of the Nesuin. It doesn't have to do with the person. The Nesuin is a Dava Shel Hayama, it's a Nesuin. And the Mela, it breaks it, it cuts in half. Shiluach is a din in the person. The halacha is if a woman is a shaita, that shalucha v'chayzeres, you can't be megarisher, because if shalucha v'chayzeres is not misgareshes. So the shivukin, the sending away, the vishilach, is mitzad the person. If the get doesn't talk to the person, then it's lacking in the igeres shivukin shivoy. It's not an igeres, and a get is called both in yon. It's a sefer tirukin, it's a thing that stands by itself as a shtar krisus, and b'meila, that has nothing to do with the person, and it's also an igeres, and the igeres is the shivukin, is the person understanding to get lost, to go away. And if the person is not clear with the message, then it's not, then he doesn't get it. That's the difference between an igeres and a sefer in Gittin. A similar nafkemina is in the nyanim that we're being oisik. Reb Chaim says it, and it's better, I mean, it's the Bems in the Gemara, the difference between shtar and aksav. A shtar becomes a hagodah mitzaratzma. The sefer is made, and even if the edim are long gone, and even if they don't remember it, it's not. It's a hagodah edus la'alma, and they don't have to. It's minutic from them. It became a thing by itself. And adrab, if you say over from a shtar, the Chaim says it's in an edim p'ed. It's because the shtar itself becomes the sefer itself becomes a heftz of hagodah, and that's because a shtar we learn from the pasuk of sefer sefer ma'yamdu yamim rabim. That's the mitzvah of shtar. Ksiva is where you just write it for yourself, and it's not eid mipeid because it's you're the one that's doing the talking. But there's a chisaron eid mipeiksav if it's not so chreya me'atzmoy. If it's not so chreya me'atzmoy, there's a chisaron piaksav. But the tzur of it is an igeres, and eidim can send in the shidduch the holding can send in eidus the bez mipeiksav. It's all the pshat because it's a hagodah. It's there. It's not a sefer. It's a hagodah that they're writing and sending off to bez. So you have a chilek between an igeres and a sefer. That sefer is something that stands lenetzach as it stands. Igeres is something that only l'shaita l'zmane. On the other hand, igeres talks to the person, and it's a much stronger way of talking to that person specifically. Whereas a shtar stands by itself, and it's not specific to any zmana or any person. The chilek in Torah itself, the chelke of Torah that are nitzchias, chamishachum shetorah, were written as a sefer. And the pshat is, they were written as a dvar emes kishla atzmai. And those things are nitzchias, because mitzad, the teva dvarim, they are divrei netzach. This is a kiyigach shor, Shoreehu, that is an emes that is lenetzach. Chazal say that ilmoli lechoti Yisrael leinitlehem ela chamishachum shetera and sefer Yeshua bulvad. So that means that neviim are divrei teira that nemru leshaita or lezmana. That's the metzias of neviim and ksuvim. They were given for a specific need. A person was choite. He needed divrei Sairus, he needed divrei Musa, he needed divrei Chizuk, and you had Yeshaya, Yirmiyah, Yecheskel, Vachulu, giving over those Inyanim. But the tzura of Nevi'im and Ksuvim is Igeristic. The tzura of Torah is Seifadik, it's a Seifa Torah, and whereas the tzura of Nevi'im is an Igerist. Adab, you find in the Nevuah of Eliyahu HaNavi, it says, Eliyahu HaNavi sent a Michtav, where the passage comes from, Michtav Melio. He sent down a letter after he went up to Shemayim. He sent down a letter saying whatever he said over there, because all of Nevuah Be'etzim is a Tzura of Nigeres. So the Maila of it is that the Nevi'im and Ksuvim have in themselves the ability to be a person more strongly, and their Inyanim that address the specific problem more sharply than the Torah. I mean, the Torah said, "Anech Hashem Akevle Liyachem Achem Alponei." So That's what says you're not allowed to worship Avodah Zarah. So what more did Yeshayo add? The Teretz is because the emes of the halacha is written in the Torah. Neviim can't be mechadish any divrei halacha. Ain't a novi rashoy lechadish, and a novi can't mechadish a davar. And b'meila, dvarim that are netzach and emes don't have a makor in novi. But when the novi came along and called them bonim pleishim and bonim gedalti v'rimamti v'im apashu v'chulu, they were specific to the people and b'meila mo'er them more. So the Maila, the Inyan of Neviim and Ksuvim is a get of Igeres, and the Inyan of Torah is a get of a Sefer. And in the same Maila of Chassoyin has played itself out. Neviim and Ksuvim, the Maila of it is that it speaks to the person that's Mo'er him, and Torah itself doesn't speak to the person that's not Mo'er him as much. Me'idach Kisa, in Neviim and Ksuvim, there is a lack of nitzah. Even the Gemara says in Megillah, we had kiflayim neviim kiyotim mitzrayim. The only thing that was written is nevuah shenitzrich aladeiris. It's not nevuah that the etzem is nitzchias. It's just that it has a longer tzeirach than did the nevuah that was l'shaita mamish. This nevuah is not for one day, but for 100 days. But the yisayir of nevuah is that it's nitzrich aladeiris. And there'll come a time when it's no longer nitzricha, when the bria will be ketikuna, when there won't be chatayim anymore, and b'meila it'll come back to a matzav where you don't need anything but chamish chum shetar and Yeshua, because it's shvach shalas Yisrael. The amashenken atayir is chal on that this divya atayir is won't be muchlaf and won't be meimen, there won't be atayir chadasha, because atayir is be'etzim, it's nitzri. In Kriyas HaNefesh it's also like that. A person who sits and learns knows that it doesn't always, it's not always ma'ir a person, because the klolius, a person learns ba'kama, a person learns ba'metziah, a person learns klolius tikinyane musa, they don't speak to the person. If somebody focuses divrei musa to somebody and tells him divrei techochan, divrei musa, divrei sairus, they're ma'ir a person because they specifically address him where he's at the time and his specific needs. Meidach Kisa, looking back in retrospect, a person who learned in Yonim that are shayach to the Nitzchis of Torah has a certain feeling of accomplishment. Looking back 10 years later, the fact that he knows B'Metziah, knew B'Metziah, is meaningful to him. The Divrei Yisayiris, Divrei Chizuk, I mean, it was good. The person recognizes it was good that he had them when he had them. But now they don't talk to him anymore, and they're not really nagia to him anymore. The chiddush of the seif, Megillas Esther was given over, the yontif of Purim was the chsima on Torah. The etzem, the problem of kofalim hake gigis meant that the divrei Torah of the matan Torah came on a klolistic life. Kofalim ha'kegigis meant the har covered the entire people. They were all, it's like somebody comes along with and is machriach a person because this is an emes muchletes. This is, in a math problem, there's only one answer, and a person's muchach, either he answers right or he answers wrong. There's no oifen to express an individual answer. The hechreach in divrei Torah wasn't the physical harm that what they'll have, because Lemaisa, I mean, by Hashverus, was a lot more doing. The Hechreach was because they were Divrei Netzach, and there was no makom to get out of it. This is the Emes Muchletes. And with Emes Muchletes, whether the person likes it or doesn't like it, whether the person relates to it or doesn't relate to it, it's still Emes. And there is no, and there's no way around it. In Torah of, in Hoda Kibluah Me'ava, when a person accepts something me'ava, it means because the person, because it spoke to the person specifically. Ava is not a klolistic inyan. Yira is faket. The bigger the thing is, the more it encompasses, the more he's matl ema, somebody who's a giant, somebody who's moishlan kol olam kulay. That's a thing that's matl ema. Ava is when it speaks specifically to me. There's no such thing as a klolistic ava. There's no such thing as Ava in the eternal truths. Ava is something that addresses the person specifically by Asher Hashem. So the gilui of Torah that was missing in the divrei Torah of Matan Torah had in itself the first half. It had in itself the kaflim hakigigis, and they needed a shleimus of the divrei Torah to be mashlim it to something which would give the second half as well. The ava and the yira wasn't only just me'ava me'yira. It was a difference between the toichen, whether it remain a sefer or remain an iger. The inyan that we asked about the divrei Torah being what changed in divrei Torah. Let's go back to the inyan of the ksiva, the sefer shavoy, and the kriha. Megillas Esther was the only sefer that was mechadesh halacha, even though it's a drabbanan, and even though it's something that, I mean, the Gemara asked at the beginning of Milah, and another Zener Shoel Chadish Dava, so we tell it because we found the remes fit and save the sefer Zikaron. But Lemaisa, the only place where there's a chi of halacha, we learn up some dinim, we learn up shtaris, we learn up other dinim from the Vim, but derech, because they mentioned that we realize it's emes, but not that the dvarim are mechayim. The only place where there's a halacha that's mechuyeves after chamisha chumash Torah is Megillas Esther. So that means Megillas Esther has in itself the nitzchius of Torah, and it has in itself the tam igeres as well. It has both timing in itself. How do we express the chiluk between the two halakim? How do we distinguish between those two halakim of the Megillah? The teretz is because the in the ksiva shabai we do sefer, in the kriya shabai we do igeret. The David niflad moed if he was born in the oimikar halacha. The way Megillah is written, it's written seferdik. The way it's read igeristik. Faket, the Ramban I think mentions also Amida and Yeshiva. It's informal because faket, in mitzad the ksiva shabai, it has the chumra of shtaris. It's something that's a sefer, that's a mayam du yomi ravim. Mitzad the shmir shabai and the kriya shabai, that is in the teichen of it, it becomes an igeres. Amalek was an umma that it says that they were makiras bayre and they were miskav limud bay. There was maitiach orlus klape milus klape mala, and they were macharef and megadim. The pshat in such an hoge is that there's a total nituk from the sefer and from the igeres, that the you can be makir the emes, it's emes. They know they're going to be nichve. They know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is emes and yatziv. They know that and they know that the matiach milos klape mala, and yet the person himself, it affected them zero. That tchuna is where the person can be monotic completely. That it's a safer krisus and a safer tirukin, and it's not any ger shivukin. It's complete. One is the person knows and fully understands the emes of the consequences. He makes no mistake in thinking that away with it, and yet it doesn't affect the person. So Moshe Rabbeinu, when he sent Yeshua, it was told save zeis zikaron b'sefer v'sim be'oznei Yeshua. In other words, the tikkun to such a matzav is that you add to that divrei Torah becomes a mizuk of the inyanim of sefer and inyanim of igeres. It's the Torah itself. The Torah itself is written, and it's a sefer, and it's a zikaron in the sefer. It's a mayan rabin. But what was missing was there's no sima v'oznayim. The tikkun to Amalek is the sim v'oznei Yeshua. That's the way it is. Torah starts as divrei netzach. It has to start with kaflim hakigigis, and then but it needs an amira in Ozne Yeshua. There's a chassidish avart, and it has all the yofi the tzachos lashon of chassidim and the oimik of the emes. They once asked, I think it was the Chayzim in Lublin, they asked him, if you have sforim, what do you need a rebbe for? What do you need somebody to say it? You can look at it yourself. He said, "Al derech hatzachos in a tefillah," but the emes is an emes a teichin. He said, "Al yedei avodecha." Avodecha means the tzaddikim, the oivdei Hashem. Hanevi'im kosev, the written nevi'im, leimor begin to talk. In other words, kolzman something's a pchina sefer, it doesn't talk to the person, and then it's shayach that a person learns it, is misamik in it, understands it, and it has nothing for him. The koyach of somebody who's a mechiach, of somebody who's an oivid, of somebody who does, is that he puts a mirror to words that are written. The chelek, to add the chelek where the words begin to talk to the person specifically, that is something that is done specifically by a person who shayach to it. So the addition of the koyach amira to the verim, the raksuvim, takes place with somebody who that is yotze min alev, somebody that has a koyach of that amira of igeret. The Rambam's lashon is meduyek. The Rambam's the hesber that the Velt gives is a hesber for the difference between Purim and other yontayim. But the Rambam is saying something about the Megillah, that the Megillah stands. The Megillah, he says, will remain nitzchiyistik. The lashon of the Rambam is v'arei kayemes kechamishachum shetayra ukehilchas shal tayra shabalpeh shenem betein la'olam. The Rambam was miyachid the inyan of tayra b'ksav and the tayra shabalpeh, that both of them have an akuda that they never bottle. Tayra shabalpeh is not bottled, because even though Bezdin can always be done in it, but the koyach of the Dvarim Baal Peh stands mitzad that. The Rambam gives both Mishalim because that's taka the toikef of the Divrei Megillah, that it has in itself chamishachum shetayra, it's torn sirtut kamita shetayra, and it has in itself the tsura of Baal Peh. Both the nitzchias of this chelek haTorah is because it combines both of them. The what's nogea to us in the inyanim of in the inyanim of Torah, both each chelek in itself, when it stands by itself, is lacking. The inyanim of Torah that are a nitzchis tikka emes have in themselves the quality where you feel you're touching on something that's nitzchis, on something that's solid, on something that's emes. But much of the time, many times, it doesn't speak to the person, and therefore the person is not left cold by it. The person is not turned on by it, and is not changed by it. The chelik of Torah that speaks to the person, the chelik of the Torah that reaches out to the person, is a chelik that doesn't have in itself that knetch of nitzchias, and b'meila the person himself, it's dvarim that go by, and that's it. The shleimus of Torah is because Torah carries in itself both in yanim. There's a lashon, I think it's sugestelt, that the machlokes in the Gemara, if Torah chasuma nitna or megillas nitna. You know, megillas is pieces, bits and pieces, and chasuma means the whole thing, like the getter of a star of Lemanyam Yom Rabin. The shleimus, the hashlama of Divrei Torah, was a hashlama by Purim, because that's when the Igeres Shebet Torah, the Nevi'im and Ksuvim Shebet Torah, which are the Igeres Shebet Torah, became matched up with the Nitzchis of Torah, which is the Sefer Shebet Torah. In the Metzias, both in the Yom, if there's a school in the Yom of Purim, it's a school in this Nekuda that those in Yonim that a person normally writes off his Iris, that are Yofa L'Shaitam, and they don't last longer than L'Shaitam Uzmanam, on Purim they get a Teikif of Lamanyam Yom Rabbi. Those inyanim of his iris, of changes, iris, whatever else that normally carries in itself the problem of not being able to list, gets the toikef on the kasavuni l'dayris of Esther. It's the first time a person can take an igeris, and it's toichen as igeris, it's read as an igeris, and its tam is never tagged. It's the zichram la yosef mizaram, because it's the only igeris that can be read year after year, and it has in itself that same toikev of igeris each time, the umpteenth time that it's read as the first time that it's read. The chibur to Torah, there's no one that's lacking in the hakara that Torah is emes and nitzchius and right and should be. No one here is lacking that hakara, and yet it doesn't start to a person well enough. Nobody is lacking in having had the remusa and the sairus and so on and such in yanim that from time to time. And the problem is, these are the inyanim itzad, their very nature are inyanim that don't last, because each inyan was good for its time, its place, its avera, its problem, and wherever the person was holding them. Torah, in a very, very specific way, we asked, when Torah reached its chsima, it began with a koflim hakegigis, with a kloli sticker emes. And when it got its shleimus, with hoda kibluah, the shleimus was that specifically Megillah and b'meila, all of Torah gets in itself a din of igeris as well. That every person, the school of Purim, to be what a person to be mamsha from Purim is, that wherever he touches on a piece of Torah that has in itself emes and nitzchias, if the person's meisim lev, it'll talk to him. It'll become an amira. It'll become an ageris, and it'll reach out to the person. And meidach gisa, it has the maila that the inyanim and this iris, if properly done, siviv Purim and Megillah, even though the lechura reached the person at a specific time, a specific place, but zichram le yosef mizarim.